Warning, 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 warning.
Listen. Sing a song, come sing along. Sing a song, come. This is exactly how it goes. I grew up Grammy, but that's another story. In this industry I've seen some people come before me. Seen them come, seen them go, seen them get the glory. Rarely is it that I see a man who doesn't bore me. I used to spit to jungle, used to spit to garage. Didn't have the foggiest clue about British rappers. I just spat my little bars on the man, nah. If it weren't rinsing at Fresh FM, it was DJ Atlanta's, remember? Me and Dreamer had that little thing and that. But I ain't gonna lie, on the side I was spitting rap. My niggas told me I was big at that. But in the southeast there weren't opportunities for this spitting crap. One day I'm sitting by the pitch swigging some liquor back when T and Gregory was in the crib on top of Picky's flat. They're making noise out the window like, right, you need to hear this. This other kicker rap, his name was Skinny Man. They had a video called Dark and Cold. She say I watched it front to back and I was like, right, you know I never had a clue the man was rapping and they're rapping well. Your Rodney P's, your Sterling's, your fallacies are still. Chester P, Kalashnikov, double P. They had their own scene and I was like, scene. I mean, I bought a dream. They must be getting cream and I'm stuck on the streets, hustling for my pee. I brushed up on my skill, I tried to hit the scene. A shop called Deal Real, where all these rappers meet. She was Friday nights, and Friday nights I'm normally grinding on the strip, I'll sacrifice that if that's what it needs. So my cash flow slow, but my raps got neat. Had a joint called Warfare 2 on TV. 279, give it a chance to get received. Jump up to the reshoot the video for no fee. But I was just happy to have my grilly being seen. I met Lil Kizzy when he was merely 16. He showed me his dream, he made me believe. We rocked stages from Cambridge to Leeds. He said you're underrated, even introduced his manager to me. I gave Mr. Prince of fees and me and D-Shot on the streets. Miss Form revealed and said, there's someone you need to meet. I went to his crib the following week with Low Key. After that we did a show up in Reading with cameraman. I remember spitting raps into the cameras out the back. Poisonous poets, a legendary click. I never seen a better bunch of brothers who can spit. Doc was the calm one, showed me how to be composed. Reveal probably had the deepest flows. Tony D had the swagger that the streets could know. Therapist had the voice, the garage man them on the east would know. Meanwhile Clash was blowing up on Channel U with Murder. The rap scene became the backpack scene, a merger. I met Sway at the start of his career. He said, Styles, I got a plan for this year. I said, yeah, I used to see him everywhere with his rucksack. I'm like, what you want? I'm going to a meeting, blood, I love that. Hard work and perseverance, nothing comes near it. Some don't want the limelight, they fear it. They fear change, but change is what style they're represented. We can share the microphone, it doesn't mean we share the essence. I did Crash Course the street, you slapped it up, I guess it. Wasn't hip-hopping enough, a hip-hop connection. I never find a place in a scene that doesn't get him. So I got a few brethren, did what we was destined. We had some cold days, shutting off the CDs. We had some good times and good nights, believe me. So large up D-Raw, Dress, Charms, Loops, Sacred, Midas, Qualms, Elex, Daily, Little D and Mad GLC. And all the other goons that might have helped me. Skinny took me on a tour and showed me how to rock a stage, but D showed me the way of directly getting paid. This stage we was using Ali's studio and Stratty. Poisonous meetings twice a week with their raggy. 5 tracks in 2 weeks, everyone was happy. Doc was moving house, having kids and getting married. Time became an issue, reps went to Iran. The double P thing was back burner for the world. Snips used to say to me this thing could never work. The dynamics are fucked, he said, what you gonna learn? I never listened. Those times I was all about the spitting. My mission was my click and I didn't know any different, but true enough, he was proven to be right. We was linking up, drinking up and smoking all night. Playing beats, freestyling and flinging down the pro. Doc had other commitments, he's like, I gotta go. Low Key was getting frustrated, I didn't blame him. He's a free spirit, it's impossible to tame him. No work was getting done, no one was taking charge enough. Everyone was looking up to everyone. And so it goes, the saddest story ever told. The fairy tale, the sleeping giant that never woke. So now I gotta go, I have to hit the road. I'll be poisonous for life, but now I'm poison on my own. Keep it moving, keep improving, gotta seek solutions. Came in on my Jack Jones, I didn't need recruiting. Jumped on Black Boys with 20 of them C's. Westwood Arch Bass, he used the best verse. He said me, now I got songs in peeps like Immortal Technique. Treading Water's been recorded for years. The record's deep, but it represents an older, more jaded side of me. Since then I let go of shit and learned to be free. But the politics and bullshit means it still isn't released. It's still a classic record, so I can't put it to sleep. Yeah, I blame Skinny and Clash for the scene dying. There was a time when you couldn't put out the fire. Back then they should have grabbed it and never let it go, but they took a good thing for granted. Trust me, I know they're supposed to be our jiggers and Nazis, but no, they couldn't separate the business from art, and that's how it goes. Now we're in a new era, new clever kids, and the movement appeals to me more than Jest ever did. I used to listen to Gigs way before he got big. Now he's tearing down gigs. I'm so happy for you, kid. I'm styler, I'm the artist on the tip of your tongue. Now that my shit has begun, jump ship of your song. Might just be gripping the mic, might just be gripping the gun, might just be spitting in ciphers, might just empty off the clip and I'm done.
Money is the god. Money. Big fucking bags of money. And there is nothing more addictive than walking into somewhere and going, on the floor, fill up the bags, I want all your fucking money, now. And going home and counting a bag of dough that you never had 20 seconds ago, sharing out 200 grand between three of you. Please believe me, that is fucking all me.